This year, as we know, the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And it's incredibly anticlimactic. We've been preparing for Rosh Hashanah over the past 30 days. We've been blowing the shofar each and every morning, just a little bit of a taste of the shofar in anticipation of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where we're going to hear Mea Kolos, but this year, we're not going to hear the shofar on the first day. The din is that on Shabbos, there's no blowing of the shofar. And Aruch HaNer points out in the Sefer Minchas Ani that a year in which Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos has been proven historically that it's either the best of the years or the worst of the years. And he goes through sources how both Bat HaMikdash were destroyed in a year whereby Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And some of the greatest years in history, such as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mochel on the Chet HaEgel, and HaKamas HaMishkan took place in a year where Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. So after completing an incredibly wild year, for most of us, the scariest years of our life, Tavshin Peh, we certainly are hoping for a different type of year. And this year could be one of two extremes, explains Aruch HaNer. But we find ourselves so lost, so incapable, because we don't have the shofar with us on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year, the shofar, which is supposed to be the answer. The answer to us calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The answer to wake us up, to inspire us to do tshuva. We're not going to have it. And how does one make the best of such a Rosh Hashanah to guarantee a year? A year like that year, the Kamas HaMishkan, the year of Mechilas Cheda Ega. How does Shabbos replace the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar? It's one of the first sins of all time. The first murder of all of history we knew took place between Cain and Hevel. The Cain had murdered his own brother Hevel. And the Medrash recounts how Adam HaRishon inquired about Cain's judgment, his punishment over the murder of his brother. And Cain responded that he did tshuva. He changed his ways. He became a new person. And his father, Adam HaRishon, was in utter shock, explaining that he never knew that tshuva was something that you could do. He never heard of tshuva before. And in the praise of learning of such a concept of tshuva, Adam HaRishon broke out singing. And the Medrash explains that he sang the song of Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos, that was the song he chose. Why was this the song that Adam HaRishon chose? What's the connection of Shabbos and Tshuva? So certainly Shabbos and Tshuva, the words, the letters are very similar. There's an element of Tshuva on Shabbos. But there's something deeper between the story of Cain and Hevel and the ending of Shabbos. I'll add further that according to one Medrash, the Pasuk tells us that Cain was given an oath. He was scared that wherever he would go, people would murder him, taking revenge for Hevel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gifted him an oath that he walked around with on his forehead. And there are all types of explanations what that oath was, but according to one understanding, the oath was the oath of Shabbos. Shabbos is an oath he liolam, beinu veinechem. Between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was the oath he was wearing. So we see that there's clearly a strong correlation between Shabbos and the Ma'is of Cain and Hevel. So what's the correlation? What's the meaning behind such a connection? So let's explore the chet of Cain. Let's explore the punishment he received and the kapara that he earned. See, Cain was just straight out jealous. He had kinnah. He was jealous of his brother that his carbon was accepted and not Cain's carbon. And jealousy comes about when a person looks beyond his Dalet Amos. When a person looks outside his own space, outside of his makom, when he looks at the people who are more successful than him, the people who have fancier cars, bigger houses, fancier vacations, clothing, jewelry, when you begin looking outside of your Dalet Amos, so then it generates the terrible midah of kinah. So as a punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Cain's going to be Novenad. He's going to be wandering and alone by himself in Gullus for the rest of his life from place to place. As Rashi explains in that pasuk, Ein lecha rishus ladur b'makom echad. You have no right to live and dwell in one place. You try looking beyond your makom, and therefore I'm punishing you that you'll never have a makom. You'll be Novenad throughout all the places in the world. And that was the Midah Kenegan Midah against his, as a result, as a consequence, for the Aveira of Kinnah. He sinned by looking outside his Dalet Amos, and is punished to have to live outside his Dalet Amos the rest of his life. So the Im Yemes explains that the oath of Shabbos that Cain wore, the essence of Shabbos is to be in one's place. The oath was the kapara for him. The pasuk describes Shabbos as lo yeta ish mimkom, a person should not leave his makom. The idea of Shabbos is staying home. The idea of Shabbos, as we're learning in Daf Yomi, is not to leave your tchum. It's not to violate hotzah, not to carry outside. A person needs to be home in his Dalet Amos with his family. Around the Shabbos table, singing zmiros, sharing Divrei Torah, having nice conversations with your spouse and with your children and your grandchildren. So the Oath of Shabbos reminds us that we need to be in our Dalet Amos. We need to be in our Makom. And the Im Yemes explains further that according to Rashi, the Oath, the Cain war was not to Shabbos, it was actually a shame of Hashem. And which Shem Hashem was the oath that Im Yemes explains? It was the Shem Hashem that's Makom. As in Hamakom Yinachem Eschem. As in Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu. Makom is also a name of Hashem, but it's a name of Hashem that parallels the essence of Shabbos. There's no stira. One Medrash calls the oath Shabbos, the other Medrash calls the oath Makom, but it's the same thing. Hainu Hach. The meaning of Shabbos is Lo Yetzei Ish Mimkoma. Don't leave your Makom. Be home with your family. Appreciate what you have. Don't look outside the Dalet Amos. The Dalet Amos is where you could find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us that after Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can be found in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, by learning Halacha, by learning the Beis Medrash, by staying in the Makom Torah, Makom Tefillah. That's where you find the Ribono Shel Olam. But specifically through Shabbos, where we say, Lo yetzei adam mimkomo, lo yetzei ish mimkomo, don't leave your place. So that is the antidote for kina. That's the antidote for tshuva. Because kina is behind so many of the averas. It's behind stealing. It's behind looking for honor. It's behind the murder of Cain. Kina is at the root of so many of the averas. And celebrating Shabbos in the proper way, the osi b'ni v'nechem, celebrating Shabbos and a Shabbos of Kedusha, a Shabbos of Tefillah, a Shabbos of Torah, that's how we do proper tshuva. And so says the Aruch Laner, in the Zechus of Klai Yisrael being Meshamer, Shabbos Keroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mocha V'Nosem. We don't need the shofar. Shabbos is perhaps a better avenue than the shofar even. And that's why we don't blow the shofar in Shabbos, because of Gezeira Shem Yavrienu Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRavim. We might take it outside of our makom, the shofar. The idea of Shabbos is to stay within our Dalet Amos, not to Chas V'Shalom schlep the shofar from somewhere else. It's focusing on what we have, focusing on the positive. Someone just texted me today that he wasn't able to arrange busing for his son who lives in a different neighborhood. and he's not able to come to the shiurim and the chaburas he wanted to in the morning. And he was very upset about this. But his response says, well, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me I should spend more time with my son. That's the ability to take a situation and not to be jealous, not to be upset, but to look in your Da'at Amos of your own life. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you. There's a mice in Bnei Brak that an individual, a businessman, needed to get a car. And he's very concerned that it would create jealousy amongst his neighbors because in Bnei Brak people don't have cars. And if he gets a car, it would be his way of flaunting his wealth. And so he asked Rav Shteinman what he should do. So Shteinman asked him, have you mastered Shas yet? He said, no, Rebbe, I have not mastered Shas yet. He said, have you mastered one Masechta of Shas? He said, Rebbe, I have not mastered even one Masechta. Have you mastered even one Perek in all of Shas? To which he said, Rebbe, I have not mastered even one Perek. Rav Shteinman said, nobody's going to be jealous of you. In places like Bnei Brak, where they live a very simple life, there's no questions of money and arna. It's just about the Da'at Amos of Torah. That's the only place of real jealousy. Kinat Sof. Dear, this year, we've been stuck inside for several months in our own Da'at Amos of the Mishpach, of the Bayis. Many who normally travel away for Pesach and for Sukkot have not had that chance this year. Maybe it's a lesson to them, a lesson to all of us, that to focus on spending time with your family, to appreciate what you have, your Da'at Amos. And so this year, we were davening and praying and hoping for a year of tov. As Aruch HaNer tells us prophetically, that it could go one of two directions. So I'll finish off with an incredible message from the Berditchever. The Berditchever explained that on a Shabbos, in Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, he would say in Davin on behalf of the Tzibur, Kavish Baruch Ribon Hashalom. We know that there's an Isser to write on Shabbos. So Kavish Baruch Hu can't write. He can't write who's going to go to Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim. You're not allowed to write. There's an Isser Ksivra on Shabbos. The only heter to write on Shabbos is Pikuach Nefesh. So if you're going to write a person to Sefer Chaim, you could write the Sefer Chaim. But there's no heter to write Sefer Mavis. There's no heter to write that someone should be killed, that someone's going to die. So he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to write every single Yid in the Sefer Shechaim. And he finished off by explaining that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Yantif Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and he explained that when is it a Yantif Shel Rosh Hashanah? When it's Chal on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, where every single year it has to, it's only allowed to be written in the Sefer Chaim, according to the Berditchever. That's a true Yantif Shel Rosh Hashanah. So we hope and pray that this is going to be a year full of bracha, full of simcha, full of tov, and we should be zocha. Just like it was in the Midbar, that this was the year of the Kamas of Mishkan, when the Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, we should be zocha, that this is the year when there's going to be a Kamas of Beis Hamikdash, Bayis Shlishi, with the Gula Shleima Ba'amitas, Mehir Yameinu, Amen.